Blog Talk Radio.
This is 050 on the radio. This is Friday, November 27, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody had a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I know I did. I miss my family and relatives. I normally do this time of year, but still had a good time nonetheless. And I hope you did too. Had a rack of football on yesterday, and we're about to get to it. We're going to stick to football all day today. We're not going to go to basketball. We're going to do that on Monday. We're going to talk about football like normal, but we are going to be about football all day today, and going to talk about the game. Just preview the NFL today, and we're going to talk about the last regular season of college football, FBS football anyway. We know the playoffs on FCS starts this weekend. And, well, got to get started on the Thanksgiving football. Holy mackerel. Ooh, if you weren't surprised yesterday, then you could have been a very rich man over there in Vegas, because they didn't have anything down there like they had what happened yesterday. Have the big time, happenings that happened: Green Bay, Dallas, and Detroit. Well, let's start off in Detroit. Holy mackerel. I know Eagle fans, they are not in a good mood. They do not want to hear anything I have to say today, because they got romped 45-14. It wasn't really that close. Actually, the game just stumbled out of control. Matthew Stafford looked like he did yesterday all season. He did an MVP. He threw 5 touchdowns along with 337 yards. 3 of those touchdowns were to Megatron. Megatron had 8 catches for 93 yards and 3 touchdowns. It was a bad day for the Eagles. There wasn't really anything positive to say. The only thing they did yesterday was they became the second team consecutive games by 28 points to below 500 teams. It hadn't been done since 1969, and the Eagles just really look bad. I don't know if they're going to keep Chip Kelly or not, but I cannot see him being a head coach next season. Ooh, that was bad. 45-14. Whew. And then we come up to the second game. Again, NFC East team, and they got blown out at home. This is the Cowboys, that is. 33-14. The Panthers remained undefeated at 11-0, and it was a pretty pedestrian day for the Panthers. I mean, you look at the Panthers, Cam Newton only had 183 yards passing. Jonathan Stewart only had 68 yards rushing. Matter of fact, didn't have a good day at all. Had 21 rushes, 68 yards. They had less than 300 yards of total offense. However, problem for the Cowboys was Tony Romo. Ooh, he was bad. Bad. He threw 3 interceptions, 2 pick sixes. Then add to the fact that he got knocked out for the season, re-injured his clavicle. He's done. And they didn't have a running game. McFadden had 10 carries, 11 yards. They had 31 total yards of offense. They were bad yesterday. Hey, get the envelopes ready. It's time for them to start planning for the holidays, because they were awful. Then the big one. Ooh, you know, there was a little difference in the air. You had Brett Favre retiring. It's a big-time ceremony in Green Bay. Were they going to love him? Were they not? Were they going to boo him? Were they going to cheer? Didn't even know. But the fact of the matter was, they had a football game to take care of. And the Packers found a way to lose it. The Bears beat the Packers 17-13. Again, a pedestrian day by the winners. Cutler He had 200 yards passing and a touchdown. Jeremy Langford, he didn't even have 50 yards. He scored their touchdown down, but it was the mistakes by the Packers at the end. The Tracy Porter intercepted a pass with 3:19 left. And then what about the drop pass by James Jones on third down? Then he had the incompletion on fourth down. Game over. Game over. Drive home safely. Ooh-wee. It wasn't good over there, and the Packers effectively now has dropped a game back in the loss column to the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk about them in a little while. All right, got to go to the big games in the NFL this week. Hey, you know I'm excited. We got a big one in D.C. That's right. The Giants come to town. They're in first place. The Skins are a game out. What a bye week for the Giants last week, huh? They come up. They look on TV, and the Skins get blown out by the Panthers. Then you look up, and you have the Eagles getting blown out by Tampa Bay. Cowboys could care less. But what happened was the Giants, first place, all by their lonesome. And then when you had the Eagles losing yesterday, whew, what a fruitful bye week. Come up here, you know that they're excited to get this one going because they could really pull ahead this week if they beat the Skins. And you know how they do it. They on defense, they force turnovers. They're second in forced turnovers in the league with 23. They got a plus 13 turnover turnover ratio, tied with Carolina for first. Meanwhile, the Skins, they're trying to post their first five-game win streak at home since, you got it, 1991. They haven't had any type of success like that in years. And here they come. They're trying to get it down, trying to do big things over there in D.C., and again, I've been saying all year, comes down to Kirk Cousins. Is he going to turn the ball over or not? Not. In the wins this year, Kirk Cousins has 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. On the road this year, where the Skins have not won, he's thrown 5 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Not rocket science to figure out how the Skins have been successful. Well, when Kirk Cousins doesn't turn it over, they win. When he does turn it over, they lose. Not rocket science. Giants, and we had a number one takeaway team in the league coming to town, you know what will turn the tide in the game. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, this was looking like a game that the Raiders could come up and exhale in. Well, they cannot. They have to win this game. They have had 3 consecutive defeats. They're looking to award their 4th straight. And in the last 2 games, they cannot score. 27 points in their last 2 games. Before then, they were scoring over 35 points a game in their last 3 games beforehand. Meanwhile, you got the Titans. They're just on hard times. They're trying to avoid their 11th straight loss at home. They are last in the AFC in scoring barely over 18 points a game. The only highlight is Kendall Wright looks like he's going to return. Hopefully it brings some offense to Tennessee. Meanwhile, you go over there to the Saints. Man, their defense, those Saints and Texans. Whew, you talk about a bad defense. I mean a bad defense. I mean a bad, 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 bad defense. That's the Saints. They allowed the most points in the league, 31.5. They've allowed the most yards in the league, 424.3 in the NFL. They have been awful. They fired Rob Ryan, and the fact of the matter is they still have a shot to do something in the NFC playoff race solely because of their offense. You know the routine. Drew Brees is out there. But the key is Mark Ingram might not be. They might have to throw C.J. Spiller out there to do some damage, and we'll see what happens with their running game if that occurs. Well, what about the Texans? Are you kidding me? They were dead just a little while ago. Here they come, 3-game winning streak. How did they get started? Defense. They've allowed 29 total points in their last 3 games. Yes, that's less than 10 points a game. Then you come up and you say, get J.J. Watt going. In the last 4 games, he has 7.5 sacks in his last four games. The Skins don't have anybody with 7.5 sacks all season. He has it in the last four games. He has 11.5 sacks this season. And then the good news, the really, really good news for Texan fans, Brian Hoyer comes back against the New Orleans Saints. It don't get better than that if you are a Texan fan. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, we got a big game. I mean a big game, not just for the Colts. Big game for the Buccaneers. Big game for the – that's right. They are now 5-5, and we'll keep on going and let you know what happens. But they are rolling. They are the Buccaneer defense. They have forced a turnover in 17 consecutive games. They have really been rolling, and that's big time because you know the Colts have committed the most turnovers in the league, 22. Now, how about the matchup of quarterback? That's right. You got the oldest quarterback in the league in Matt Hasselbeck. You got the youngest quarterback in the league in Jameis Winston. As a matter of fact, Jameis Winston was born. Matt Hasselbeck was 18 years old. Are you kidding me? But don't take it away from Jameis Winston. He needs 5 touchdowns to set the rookie record for touchdowns in Tampa Bay, a record that was set just 2 years ago. I think people forget about Mike Glennon. How come he's not a starting quarterback in the league? I'm just throwing that out there. And, don't expect an answer. I'm just throwing it out there. big-time game for both. If the Buccaneers are only a game behind. That's right. The Atlanta Falcons, we're about to talk about them right now. Minnesota Vikings go to Atlanta to play the Falcons in a huge game for both teams. Look here. This would be the NFC wildcard teams. If it were today, it would be the wildcard. Well, I guess it would be the Packers over there with the wildcard berth. But if you look at the Vikings right now, they are let's just say they are a team that gets where they can get running the football. Hey, they can be sole possessors of first place with the Packer loss. And they in the last four games before last week, they ran for at least 140 yards per game. But the issue is last week they only ran for 94. We know how important Adrian Peterson in the running game is in Minnesota. They must run the ball versus the Falcons. But what about the Falcons? Have they slipped off the banana or what? Started the season 5-0 and rocking. Well, now they have a chance. They're in danger of being a 5-0 team that misses the playoffs. They have lost 4 of their last 5, and they just have been on a downhill spiral ever since. Last teams to go 5-0 and not make the playoffs, it was the same year. 2009 with the Broncos and the Giants. They both did it the same year. And I don't know, the Falcons, they just have not been able to make the stop when they needed to. They have not been able to make the play on offense when they needed to. And thus, right now they're looking at 6-4, and the Buccaneers are coming right behind their tail. We'll see what happens this weekend. Meanwhile, in Seattle, another big game. You got the teams who have seen so many offensive production on the injured list all season long. For the Steelers, I mean, we're not even going to go to the amount of people they've lost. I mean, you just keep on going. You start with Le'Veon Bell. You keep on going with Ben Roethlisberger, who's been in and out. Last week, he had to wear a protective boot in the football game in order to play. It's just been wild for the a year long. Roethlisberger will start this week, but then how about D'Angelo Williams? I mean, he has been sensational. So, just under 135 yards from scrimmage per game. He's been rushing 5.57 per rush. He has been sensational. But then you go to Seattle. I mean, they've been missing people too. None bigger than you, not you. Got it. Beast mode. He's out again. He just has sports hernia surgery. You know that means he'll be out for at least 2 more weeks. And the big time rushing game last week by Thomas Rolls, 200 and 9 yards rushing last week against the Cardinals. And, yo, they are really getting it done over there in Seattle. They're trying to get it done in Seattle and Pittsburgh with not their whole allotment of offensive weapons. Just hadn't worked out for them this year. What about Denver? Look at here. I said at the beginning of the season, this is going to be the game to see who goes to the AFC Championship game. Well, both of them might be in the AFC Championship game. The Patriots, they're still undefeated. They're still rocking and rolling. They're still doing what they're doing. But Tom Brady, he's coming to Mile High. Issues in Mile High. 2-3 record in Mile High during the regular season. And 0-2 in the playoffs. Has not won a game in the playoffs in Mile High. And what about the offensive talent that has seen a falling off the map? No Julian Edelman. We don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Dobson or Danny Amendola, but we do know that Rob Gronkowski will be in the house, and we do know that they had really good production from James White last week. He might still be rocking and rolling in the backfield when it comes Sunday night for the Patriots. But how about the Broncos? They lose Peyton Manning. They put in Brock Osweiler. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, we can win with this Osweiler guy. And the big game was about a running, big-time running game on last week. They ran for 170 yards, 102 by one Ronnie Hillman. And their key is that Emmanuel Sanders looks like he's going to come back. That could be a big-time addition for the Broncos. All right, well, last week of regular season college football in the FBS, you know how much I love college football. I am going to miss it immensely. Absolutely another fantastic season. I just love it. I can't tell you anything more about it. How about today? We're going to go today and then tomorrow and then keep it rocking today. Navy at Houston. Wait a minute. Did I just say it's Houston again? I keep on using that University of Houston name in my dialogues here. Let me go keep on going. You're hearing me going through my logs here, and I keep on using Houston, and I keep on saying them for a reason. That's right. They only have one loss. They could be that 16 making it in, but they're playing Navy. And Navy is another team with only one loss. And we know they lost another game. Here we go. Let's get it rolling. Navy going for their first 10-win season since 1905. Are you kidding me? That's more than 100 years ago. Yo, ooh-wee. Long time ago, we know Keenan Reynolds, he's going to try to put the career rushing touchdown mark on the map. But you got the problem with the Houston Cougars. Man, they have quarterback issues. Don't know if Greg Ward, that is going to be big. We don't know how it's going to, and if he's not there, how does it affect the running game? And Kenneth Farrell, who has just been a beast when the Cougars have been healthy. Let's see what happens. Navy, Houston, it doesn't even sound right. I know I'm right down the street from Navy, and I know I just came from being right down the street from University of Houston, but, hey, they're going at it for the America Athletic Conference title. What about the MAC? You know I got to talk about the MAC. Western Michigan at Toledo. So, look at here. The Broncos, they're 0-32 when you're talking about AP Top 25. Most losses without a win in AP poll history. I mean, they just don't get it done in these big-time games. However, here comes the Toledos. They have the MAC West in their pocket. If they get the win, they could have their first 10-win season since 2001. Look out. I think the Toledos will take it down. What about Iowa? Man, are you kidding me? You know Kirk Ferentz is one of my very favorite coaches, and he has done it again. And are you serious? They could be 11-0 for the first time ever. 11-0. Iowa Hawkeyes this year? Iowa Hawkeyes? Are you serious? Well, That's right. They're getting ready to pull it off. And how about this? How about this? This Nebraska. They might have their first losing season in who knows how long. But they could also be the first team to defeat two undefeated top 10 teams in November and December. The last team to do that was a little while ago. 1969, it was Ole Miss. You got a game here that you know they're going to rock in Nebraska. Last home game for people there. It's been a crazy year in Nebraska. Let's see what happens. This should be an interesting game. But when you have at Nebraska, you beat Michigan State one time, and now you got another time to beat Iowa. That could be big time right there. Yeah, that could be big time. What about in Fort Worth? Ooh, Baylor at TCU. Ooh, it could be a little nice. How about Baylor this season? 4-0 on the road. They won their last 5 straight road games. The last time they won all their road games, 1991. That's right. The kid was in college then. Then long, long time ago. So, and what about Corey Coleman? Y'all know how much I rave about him. I don't even hide it. I want the Skins to get Corey Coleman, their first-round pick. I don't care what they mess around there and say. Want Corey Coleman, first-round pick. Don't care about the hype or any of that. But his last two games, he's touchdown. He doesn't have a touchdown. He still has 20 on the season, but he doesn't have a touchdown in the previous two games. What in the world has happened? Well, you know what's happened. Fact is, Seth Russell, he got injured. Jared Steedham, he gets injured. They're down to that third quarterback, Chris Johnson. Got to pull it out with their third-string quarterback. But that might not be as hard with TCU, because how about TCU? They're missing people left and right. Dotson, he's out for the game. Trevone Boykin, we're not sure. He's out for the game. And then even more, how about the worst defensive season in over a decade? You know, Patterson is going crazy with that over there with TCU. Drives them bananas. You know they're not going to be that bad. Next year, it doesn't matter what happens. But this year, worst defensive season in over a decade, and they still have a shot to do damage in the Big 12. Are you kidding me? With their backup quarterbacks? Oh, man, what a season coaching over there at TCU. Now to Saturday's game. How about Ohio State at Michigan? Ooh-wee. You know everybody's been waiting for this one. You got two of the best college coaches out there in Urban Meyer, and you have Jim Harbaugh. Everybody is ready for this one. It is going to be rock rolling, tough tolling, knees rattling, teeth rattling, and they are going to be hitting out there tomorrow. Look at here. They lost their 30-game home win streak against the Big Ten. They didn't get it done. Next thing you know, Ezekiel Elliott out here criticizing the coaches and saying he's about to leave. Well, if it was me, he wouldn't be out on the field. But that's not the case. So he is going to have a chance to be out on the field, and he's going to be trying to break a tie with Eddie George for the second most 100-yard games over there. How about this? Since Urban Meyer has been there, they haven't lost a road game. How about that? 17-0 on the road. Urban Meyer hadn't lost a road game in almost 4 seasons at Ohio State. That is crazy. Meanwhile, wow, got to talk about Clemson. I mean, they're the number one team. But I'm not going to talk about Clemson too much. I'm going to talk about their Heisman Trophy candidate. How about Deshaun Watson? Hey, 85.8 QBR. That's fourth in the nation. How about a 70.1 completion percentage? That's third in the nation. How about the only FBS player this season with 2,500 yards passing, with at least 2,500 yards passing and 600 rushing yards in New York, even if he doesn't get the award. But how about this? Everybody's talking about Clemson. In South Carolina, I know Steve Spurrier's not there. I know they're going to be looking for a coach. I know they've had their worst season in a long time, but they haven't lost to multiple non-SEC opponents since 2008. They lost to the Citadel last week. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying they haven't lost to a non-SEC opponent since 2008. It's been a little while, so I'm just saying. Penn State and Michigan State. This could be interesting. Now, I know Penn State lost last week. They've lost big time games all the last couple of times. And hey, we even know that James Franklin doesn't want anybody to know. But he's 1-12 versus he doesn't want people to know that, but he is. And we also know they're going to East Lansing to play this one. Hey, the Spartans, they're looking to advance to their third Big Ten championship game in 5 years. In their last 26 games against unranked teams, they're 25-1. But their one was against Nebraska just a couple of weeks ago. So keep that in mind. You can't say that these dudes are out of the woods yet, not by a long shot. How about UNC going to NC State? Ooh-wee! How about them Tar Heels? You had to steal it. Sorry, I had to steal it, Cowboy fan. Look at here. The Tar Heels, they're 10-1, 7-0 in the conference. They are going to the championship game to play Clemson. But they could really put some inroads with them if they win this game against NC State, especially if they're convincing doing it. What about Marquise Williams? He has been responsible for 89 touchdowns this season, most in school history. He is one of two players to have at least 15 touchdown passes and 10 touchdown rushes this season. The other person is Mac Davis over there at SMU. And, you got this big time game where it's against the rivals over there in Raleigh. North Carolina trying to win their first conference championship since the 1980 team. They were led by a fair player named Lawrence Taylor. And second most active drought to who? Yeah, NC State won it the year before, 1979, and North Carolina won it in 1980. So they're trying to win their first one. Big time matchup. Let's see what happens here. Man, it should be a good game, and I expect this one to have some fireworks going on. I really do. I don't think this is going to be a boring one at all. I really don't. No, I know Alabama's playing Auburn, and I know it's the Iron Bowl, but I expect Alabama to win. I know it's not in there, but I'm just putting it out there because I know people have gotten an email. I've gotten emails complaining, where's Auburn and Alabama? Bama, I expect Bama to rock and roll in this one. I really expect them to roll tie. All right. In Florida, you got Florida State playing Florida. What is going on here? Florida, despite all their struggles and such, they're 10-1. And they come up, and they have been struggling offensively for the last who knows how long. The Florida State, it plays right in the Florida State hand because Florida State is the only FBS school to hold its opponents under 25 points every game this season. That's bad, bad news. Florida hasn't been the same offensive team since Will Greer left. They had a little running game by Kelvin Taylor, and that's about it. Then we have Notre Dame and Stanford. Hey, both teams are still in the in the playoff hunt. Notre Dame, they still having issues offensively. I think they're in trouble today. I think Stanford is going to put it on them today. I think they're going to try to make a run for that last playoff bid. If they win even with two losses, if they win today and they win the Pac-10 championship, we'll see where they end up. I think they're going to fall short, but they at least have a chance. And Oklahoma State, the winner, they're going to be in the playoffs. Oklahoma with their big victories the last two, and you got Oklahoma State, they are undefeated for the season. So, gotta go. We'll get back with you on Monday. We will have basketball on Monday, okay? So toodaloo and bye-bye. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm-mm.